Tony, Tim Carter, thanks for calling Ask the Builder on WGRR. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you, Tony?
Hey, I'm doing a trying to tile my bathroom floor.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out, you know, I have underlayment, which is a quarter inch. I'm going to remove it, and I'm going to put backer board down, which is half inch. Do I route around the toilet flange so that the backer board's a quarter inch, or do you think I could pry that pipe up enough to slip a half inch under it?
Oh, the how old's the house?
25 years.
So it's got to have PVC plumbing.
Yes.
Okay. If you want my opinion, the way I've always done it, and it just works out fantastic. I assume that under the quarter inch underlayment there now, you've got 3/4 inch something, like 3/4 inch plywood, I would
yes.
hope. Okay. You're going to just butt the cement board, the backer board, right up against the toilet flange, and if everything's right, the flange should be just about level with the with the top of the backer board.
Uh-huh.
Because those flanges are just about a half inch thick.
Right.
Okay, that's okay. That's not the end of the world. The worst thing that can happen is to have the flange too high. And here's what's going to happen. If you think you can pry it up, that's great. But the trouble is, you can't actually get the cement board underneath the flange because you're going to have to cut a hole as big as the outer diameter of the flange. You see what I'm trying to say?
Well, I was thinking I would seam the backer board right down the center.
Oh,
of the
okay,
pipeline.
And slide it in that way. If you want to do it that way, that's great. If you think that you can get that flange up, that's fine. But if you can't, see, I don't want you to put any undue stress on that pipe. That's not a good thing.
Right.
And you just don't know. I mean, believe me, the way it could be plumbed, I can think of quite a few situations where there's no way you're going to pull that flange up. I mean, no way.
Okay.
So if you don't get it up, it's not the end of the world. Now, here's what's going to happen. By the time you put the backer board in and then the tile in, the top of the flange is going to be lower than the finished floor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, that's not not highly desirable, but it's not the end of the world. You're going to probably end up putting in 2 wax rings.
Well, okay, see, I emailed you and asked you about if that's common practice, if that would be a problem.
It's not the end of the world. I've actually seen flanges that are recessed an inch, almost an inch and a quarter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, way down there. And it just becomes a matter, what I like to do, some plumbers just take one wax ring that's got a horn in it. You know, they come with and without a horn.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that. I mean, they'll take one with a horn and then one without a horn and just kind of build them up. Personally, I like to stack two. I don't like using wax rings that do not have a horn on it.
Uh-huh.
So I would use two with a horn and just put one inside the other.
Very good.
You know, that just makes the waste go down to the flange.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So just stack two wax rings on top of one another.
Beautiful.
That's all you
got
to do.
Okay, I got one more quick
yes.
one. Your oxy bleach.
Yes.
Can you give me that website address?
Stainsolver.com. Stain Solver, or you can also go to OxygenBleach.com, or you can go to CleanGroutNow.com. Right, Karen?
Yes, you can. All three.
We got all of them, man. We got them all. We got them covered.
All right.
So StainSolver.com.
Gotcha.
All right, Tony, anything else?
No, I take a lot.
Okay, well, let us know how that job comes out, will you?
Okay.
All righty, pal.